This is the Pick of the Bunch by Basic Bananas, where we share the pick of the bunch when it comes to marketing, business, and people. Welcome back to the Pick of the Bunch. This is Christo here, and in this episode, I have a conversation with Julia. Julia runs The Business Hood, which is a branding and web development agency, and she manages the team, and she does an amazing job. And so on this episode, I wanted to dive right into fulfillment and what keeps people fulfilled, both in the working environment and also in like work environment and also in a personal level. And same for team. How do we keep the team feeling fulfilled so that they're happy and inspired and motivated to grow the business and keep moving forward? So Julia, I thought, who better to interview? She's also just an amazing human and always has a smile on her face and seems like a very wise soul. So what better person to interview on this episode when it comes to this topic? So it's quite an in-depth episode. It goes for about 40 minutes or so, and we go through a lot of strategies that you can take away and apply, you know, hopefully immediately. So if this sounds like the right thing for you, I urge you to listen on through this episode, and you might want to take some notes as well. It's got a lot of concepts and things that you can use, you know, moving forward indefinitely. So enjoy the show. And if you do love it, please feel free to share with those who you know would benefit from this episode as well. In terms of news at Basic Bananas, we have a bunch of workshops and things coming up as we get towards the end of the year. It's always a big time for us because if you want to ramp things up in the new year, definitely check out some of our workshops and online programs and free online kind of little classes that we give away to make sure that you're ready for a big 2018. Enjoy the show and would love to hear any of your thoughts or comments or feedback as reviews over on iTunes. Thanks and bye for now. So welcome, Julia.
Hi, Christo. It's good to be here.
Yes, it's very good to have you. And we're going to share some pretty cool stuff. We've planned out on this session with you. So a lot around fulfillment, as I mentioned in the intro. So let's just kind of rip into it. Do you know, or what do you think? What's your thoughts in general on this whole fulfillment thing, this whole topic in general?
In general, I think we have it pretty amazing here at Basic Bananas and The Business Hood. It's just such a joy to work here. So I'm going to dive later on a little bit deeper into the subject, why I'm so passionate about, because that's going to be one of the phrases that I'm going to be using or we are going to be talking about. It's just an incredible environment to work with. The people are so motivated and just awesome in every way, hard workers, but also just fun, loving humans. And we're all friends here. So the best work environment ever. And
absolutely.
Yeah, so we're pretty, I feel really fortunate already and fulfilled in what I do here.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? We create this environment. It's sort of like we live in this little fantasy world where everything's awesome. And, you know, it's exciting to come to work and you hear people say stuff like, thank God it's Friday, I can't wait to get away from work and things. Like, well, not really. Or people go away on our team and they're like, I miss you guys already.
They're missed. We send each other photos
and
because everyone just wants to keep like being within the team and being updated on what's happening. So it's actually, it's not like that you want to just get home as quickly as possible on a Friday. It's just we usually hang out. Sometimes we, you know, when
can be a bottle of wine open
could
sometimes.
Be. Exactly. Or sometimes we work a little bit late, but even that, it's always just fun. It's a lot of fun to work here.
Yeah, exactly. And so we get a lot of questions around the whole motivation and getting productivity, and definitely fulfillment is something that leads to increased productivity. So Julia has got a bit of a framework around this whole thing that leads to fulfillment. Do you want to share, give us a little intro into your kind of framework?
Yes, please. So I call these the three P's.
There we go.
So,
profit, placement. No, is it the five P's
the
of advertising
four
that we're in marketing? I can't even remember. Yeah.
Yes, no, it's not that
textbook
one.
Textbook marketing, no.
It's not that one, but I think it summarizes it quite well. So the three P's for me are passion, purpose, and people.
Yes. Excellent. So passion, purpose, and people. So what we're going to do is break this show into these three areas. We'll probably be the best structure to go. Do you want to, let's rip into passion first then. So we'll have a discussion around passion and then purpose, and then we'll dive into people and how this can lead to greater fulfillment and, you know, everything that flows on from that. So passion, what's passion to you? What's the, and what can you do to, you know, keep the passion alive and so on?
There's many, many things obviously that sit under passion for me personally. And I think I touched base on it a little bit in the intro. I'm really passionate about what I do here at Basic Banana Center Businesshood. So I'm super passionate about all the people, all the businesses that we work with, all the people that are in these businesses, all the entrepreneurs and business owners. And yes, but I'm generally also super passionate about my line of work. So I worked in corporate for many, many years. I worked in big, big companies around the world, and I wasn't passionate. You know, I really didn't feel that passion. And I do believe it makes a huge difference, because I came home and it was exactly that, oh, thank God it's Friday sort of lifestyle. I was overworked. I wouldn't say I was unhappy, because I still had, you know, I had a good network of people, one of the P's
of the P's was there.
And of course I also had purpose and other passions in life that we're going to look at, but still there was something missing, and I knew I wasn't fulfilled in my job of choice.
It's a sad situation when you hear like on a Monday going to work and feeling like depleted, you know, like feeling like, uh-oh, the life's being drained out of me as I walk into the corporate, you know, like city building, yeah, or whatever. If that's a, because I'm sure this would resonate with some people, or maybe give you flashbacks to your previous, yeah, obviously, you know, we work with a lot of business owners that previously came out of corporate and things, and they, yeah, like you said, absolutely, and they probably know it, resonate with that all, you know, on a very much deeper level.
Absolutely. But, and you know, like it's that's the thing. I think we're passionate. It's so individual, and everyone has a different sort of sense for that passion. But I definitely wasn't passionate anymore after so many years. And I changed that. And so now I can truly wholeheartedly say that I found my passion, and I'm awesome. More, even just one of these P's, I'm already ticking that box. I'm super fulfilled. And that's kind of like, you know, when people talk about work-life balance, that's sort of the standard term sometimes, yep, being used also. If we talk about the work environment, then to me, that's such a blurry line now, because I love what I do. So it's not even work for me, in a sense. It's awesome. If that makes sense.
How good's that?
To me. And what else, Christo, in terms of passion, do you?
In terms of passion too, like definitely in the work sense, I think things that will help with the passion will be the following two P's, like as well, the purpose. If someone's listening, I was just thinking you might – when we go through the purpose, it might help. And then the people too helps with that passion, because I know I'm definitely excited to get to work. And part of it's not only the excitement of the work I'm doing, but to get to hang out with you guys and do stuff with cool people and creative and very clever people too. So, but definitely in terms of passion, I love what I do once again as well. And it's always exciting and so on. Outside of work, there are things to, I believe, help with your passion in life in general. For me, surfing is a massive driver of that. It gives, like, it's an expression. Basically, it helps. There's things I get out of surfing, like creativity. You surf each wave different, and there's freedom. There's you can feel powerful. You can feel very humbled. Like a tiny little wave can put you on your butt and like totally. And humble you, embarrass you in front of, you know, after 30 plus years of surfing, and even surfing professionally, you know, throughout my life and have a lot of experience. It can, you know, you can go to stand up on a tiny little 1 foot wave and your hand slips off and you fall on your face and it's embarrassing. And that's very, it's grounding. And it's challenging. I still find it challenging. And of course it's healthy. But passion could come for individuals. It could be through other things. It could be through art that you do that's outside of work. Whether it's entirely in your work or not, I still believe it's a big part of it. It's like health is a big part of it to keep you passionate about your work. If your health's suffering, then you're likely to not as be, you know, not as motivated about maybe the work and things, because just everything starts to drain you a little bit, or feel like a weight on your shoulders. Some people, it might could be just like your gaming, whatever activities you do to free your mind sometimes from work as well. Definitely when it comes to passion. And even so, a criteria when we employ new people at Basic Bananas and at the business, we want to know what do you do for fun, basically. It's like, do you have a passion in life? Because if they're, and you know, if they just say, oh, I'm not sure, just floating from this to this to this, it's likely not going to be someone who's going to rip in as much into the details and care as much about the work. Like, it might seem strange to hear this for some, but some of you who've built out a team and things and work with a team will know it all too well. It's like they might be into cars and they're extremely into cars and in the details, and they're fixing the car on the weekend. It's likely to be the kind of person that then when you have them building a website, they're going to look at the finest of details. They're going to be really passionate about the thing. We just had an intern apply. Was it yesterday? He came in for an interview. Yeah. And so one of my main questions was, what are your hobbies? What do you do for fun? What do you have any other passions and things? And that's an important piece of that as well.
What did he say? He likes hiking.
Hiking.
Yeah.
Getting outdoors and sports, general sports and soccer and things. So that's cool. Yeah. It's excellent. Even though it's completely unrelated to marketing, where he'll be doing the internship, that's one thing. Also, growth is a huge one. So learning new things. You can learn new things when it comes to growth. If you feel like you're getting stale in business, just learning something new and applying that to business. It could be learning new marketing strategies. We work with lots of people through our programs where they say they felt flat, and then now it's like, I know what to do. And just that clarity brings them this excitement and focus. And then also outside of, it could be growth that's outside of the work as well, like just to keep your passion in life. I like to surf every day, try to push myself in surfing, a bizarre one that I'm just playing with at the moment, and I've got no idea, and it's not going to make money. It's like cryptocurrencies at the moment.
Yeah.
I did my first trades last
night. Oh, well done.
it's probably just a good of a way to lose money, but I've been reading up on it, and it's fascinating whether it, you know, it lasts and it disappears or whatever. Earlier in the, and another one that just came to mind as I was thinking about, you know, in preparation for this episode, was just doing the motorbike license last year. And it may not be the healthiest thing potentially, and it's dangerous and all this stuff, but doing the test and being a total novice at something and being nervous about doing the driving test, and it was so exciting afterwards. It felt so fulfilling, and it was just this little test of personal challenge that was cool. And so then this year we went on, and Francisca and I did a motorbike trip in Nepal for 10 days, and everyone said we're crazy and likely to, you know, maybe not come back in one piece, but we did, thankfully. But that was just an amazing challenge, and so overloaded the senses, which was cool. So we want to make sure we're always learning and doing new things, so we're green and growing versus, you know, ripe and rotting.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What about you? Was there anything else on passion before we move to?
Yes, I've got a couple of things also that I'm very passionate about. And, you know, it really doesn't matter. Like people sometimes look at me as like, what? Like, are you really passionate about gardening, Julia? And I'm kind of like, yeah, I am. I like to see things grow as well. Mm. You know, and that's can be a metaphor, but it's also in real life. I think like getting my hands dirty and digging into the dirt and really like look at these seeds and being really fragile with them and then seeing how that grows and you can actually eat your first tomatoes. That's so rewarding. So that's definitely one of the passions that, you know, like maybe get into it if you're not, or maybe you're passionate as me, like about gardening as well.
And
I think another thing that I'm really passionate about is also the, you know, just the ocean. And as Krista said, you know, like I'm definitely not as good as a surfer as what he is and never will be, but it is, I put the similar attributes onto surfing as well, what you get out of it in terms of your life and fulfillment. Mm. And also just being in the ocean, just swimming and stuff like that. So I'm really passionate about the ocean as well, and which then we'll be talking about the purpose of that later on as well.
Yeah, I think there's some magic just in water, getting your body in the water.
Yeah.
Well, even if it's for a swim, especially in the ocean, because there's so much energy, you kind of have to be present in that environment.
Yeah.
It's like a forced meditation.
Totally. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Cool. Should we have a check out of the purpose?
Yes.
Let's have a look-see. So you give us your purpose point.
Yeah. So purpose is definitely one of those purposes that fulfills me tremendously, is what we do with one of the businesses, Ocean Lovers. So purpose in the sense of giving back. We do organize beach cleanups around the world, and this is just such a wonderful giving back to the earth, sort of fulfilling two-way street, you know, like you give, you take. It's literally, we're just all really passionate about the ocean, as mentioned before, and that is just such a good thing to do. And it's, you do it with all your heart. Again, it's like, for us, it's a really, really fulfilling thing. Mm. If you're able to organize beach cleanups and people come together and everyone is sharing the passion for the same purpose. So that is a really fulfilling action for me.
Yeah. And this is a pretty cool example, because mostly generally businesses are about getting the work done, going home, you know, does the business make money? Is it working and so on? But actually creating things that are bigger and better for the environment. So doing things, and people tend to buy from businesses that appear to care, you know, and appear to have a conscience. So it could be creating a, whether it's a beach cleanup or whatever it is, or feeding the poor, you know, once a month or whatever for a team. It actually, it can feel like almost like, so some business owners, it'll probably almost feel like wasted like time on their behalf. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, we're doing this extra work, but that we don't, no one gets paid. And would the team really care, or would they be interested in it? But it actually bonds the team, and it actually gives us extra things like purpose. So, because people, no matter who works within a business, whether it's a business owner, whether it's team members and so on, there comes a time when you kind of look at it and go, what's the point of this? You know, after all, it's like, what are we doing here? And so we need these purposes, of course, as well. So, definitely, that's a huge point. Definitely,
yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And then I know it might not really feed into the purpose, but what happens out of it is purpose. So I explain. Oh, for me, that is what we do here in terms of meditation.
Yes.
We do meditate every day. Well, look, in all honesty, it doesn't work every day. Sometimes we do have meetings or stuff comes up, but we really try to make it happen every day between 3 p.m. and 3:30. We meditate here. Everyone who's around, everyone who, like, I try to emphasize, just make time. And everyone, like, now everyone does make time for meditations, just 10 minutes. And we close our eyes, and usually everyone does it individually. And again, like, obviously it has a lot to do with breathing. I don't want to go into detail about how meditation works, but what comes out of it is a really sharp focus. It helps you a lot with stress management, and it gives you a lot of inspiration and creativity. And then that obviously feeds also into a certain purpose, because we do that purposefully and mindfully. So I think there's tremendous value, again, and, you know, in the overall framework or concept of life fulfillment, this is something, it doesn't happen immediately. So if you haven't meditated at all, it takes a while, and it takes not even practice, because we always say you can't really do anything wrong in meditation, because you just try to, as much as you can, quiet your mind. And that's just how we do it. And then, but you do see a change happening after a couple of months, or it's different for everyone. And I can't speak for anyone else, but what happens in my life, it really sort of, it ties it all together, and it becomes this beautiful meld of passion, purpose, and just finding the right people and finding the right opportunities and being passionate about, like, the world. Like, I don't know, I'm jumping out of my skin. You see how excited I am. So that's why we also want to talk about meditation here on the point purpose.
Yeah, I've meditated myself for many years. I know Francisca meditates every morning. I meditate unless the surf's pumping and amazing and I'm in a mad rush to quickly get in the ocean and spend as much time. But Otherwise, in the mornings, I meditated this morning. Did you meditate this morning?
I did. Every day I do that. I started a couple of years ago. Every morning still do it, yeah.
So there you go. So it's interesting, Julia running the businesshood and managing all these people and so on, and Francisco and myself, and we all meditate on our own. And then at the office at 3 or 3.30, whenever Julia rounds us up, every day we, you know, when we can make it happen, we all meditate as well. It's quite a quite an important piece of the pie. I think for me, like you said, everyone has different benefits and things, but I think for me it definitely helps with things like decision-making, clarity when it comes to big decisions or overwhelming decisions where there are so many options of things. It just seems like it's maybe a clearer head basically and less stress.
Yeah.
So it just makes all of that easier and just happier in general. Yeah. It's hard to quantify, but it's, yeah.
Yeah, apparently it does something to brain matter and stuff. Like it's really, like if you want to look it up and research it, it's really interesting to see what it does to your brain chemistry.
Definitely.
And something else that I do for my personal purpose every morning as well, so after meditating, I am setting intentions for the day. And that is setting the, like literally sort of the tone for the day, I suppose. And I have, which is also a purpose, because I might have different purposes for my day. So sometimes it might be just, solutions. Like I try to keep it really simple, because otherwise it gets overwhelming and we people think too much. And I just try to keep it short and sweet. So sometimes I set the intention for solutions to come to me. For example,
cool.
Or if I'm
how do you do it? Do you just say in your head, you go, okay, what's my intention for today? And then
I say the word, yes.
Or you say it out loud, or you say it in your head.
I do both. Yeah. It's funny. Usually I do the loud one when my husband has left just because it gets mixed up and he knows me, like that's all cool. But I just for myself, like when he's around, I do it quietly.
Yeah.
And when he's gone off to work, then I do it loudly.
Cool.
And yeah, I just say the intention for my day is dot, dot, dot. And it can be, sometimes it's three, but not too many. Otherwise it gets watered down. So that's another sort of purposeful start to the day, which
awesome.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. I know that I definitely challenge is something that leads to, you know, like the most fulfilling things in life that I see. It's when you've overcome a challenge, and if it's a really big challenge, if you don't have like some sort of purpose for doing it, you're likely to not go through with it. Like challenging things in business, definitely like working with lots of different business owners, let's put it this way, working with hundreds of business owners over the years and as Basic Bananas, if someone has a clear purpose as to why they want to grow the thing, it's kind of like putting a rocket up their butt. You know, they have hurdles that get in the way, or they have to call someone and ask for a sale. Their phone's on their ear and they're doing it right away. Whereas if they don't have a kind of big enough kind of reason why and purpose for what they're doing, that's when we tend to just float along and never gets as many things done. I know with as Basic Bananas as part of our Clever Bunch program, we speak to everybody before they join the Clever Bunch, for example, and Clever Bunch will give them strategies to help them grow their business. But on the phone, we also want to screen, and we'd get it through conversation. If there's someone that's kind of driven enough, like what's the purpose of this, growing this business? What do you want to do it for? Because we're not going to silver spoon feed them, and the world's greatest strategies aren't going to do anything for you if you don't implement. It's like the world's best nutrition plan. It's not going to help you. But it's definitely those challenging times that lead to the most fulfillment, I believe, as well. So you come through a challenge. It's like back in my professional surfing days, if I competed in a competition with a low standard of competitors and I won that event, it would sort of be like, okay, that was fun, I guess, or maybe I could have done something else today. However, if it was a really tough competition with all of the best surfers in the world there, and I may not win it, but I may just go, you know, end up sort of like high up in the field or come in the 16th or something. Those are the memories I have for life that are really, really empowering for me and really fulfilling. It was like, because that was when it was the hardest. And the same goes in businesses, those really challenging times that I believe lead to fulfillment. So we need that purpose in the first place. That'll help us overcome challenge. And challenges are normal, obviously a normal part of life if we're growing.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's so beautifully said. And I think it's, and then as a reward, it will be so much more fulfilling because yeah. I remember I can't remember with whom I had that discussion with, but it's that old story that has been told so many times and in so many different ways. And we all love reading books, and it's usually, you know, that the hero and you, the hero of your own journey. Yeah. And you first have to fall a little bit a few times and then, but you always stand up and get up stronger. And then you have that high level of fulfillment, and then you also found your purpose in that, and that's so nice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The hero never had it easy, did he? Brought up in cotton wool buds or whatever. Yeah,
and business is hard, like sometimes.
Yeah,
like
it's a not, constant challenge. Yeah, you should constant. Be experienced constant, in, be constant challenge, or you won't be feeling fulfilled, but you also won't be growing if you're not experiencing challenge. Like people come to, like, oftentimes people claim to be business gurus and think, and they think, oh, we know how to do all this stuff, we've never done it all before. But the reality is, if you're doing something for the first time, you've got no idea what you're doing. You might have someone guiding you who's been through it before to help with those fears and things for business owners. But you're doing something new for the first time, or you know, building out a team to a bigger team than you've ever had before. You're kind of winging it to some extent, but as long as you've got a purpose, you'll push on for sure.
Absolutely. So
have you got more points on the purpose there, or no, we'll rock onto people?
Yeah, let's go into people. The last P under the three Ps.
The three Ps. I like the three Ps.
Yeah, the three Ps.
So let's rip into people.
People. A lot can be said about people, and we already scratched the surface on this because we, as I mentioned previously, we're all friends here. So we still continue making sure that we are surrounded by people who we feel good about. Like, I don't know if I can say it that way, but it's literally maybe like one of these aspects. And also just one aspect of that all is also giving each other appreciation. So we do that sometimes when we have our team meetings on Fridays. We just did that actually before.
Yep. We're recording on a Friday.
We're recording on a Friday afternoon. And on Fridays, we usually have our team meetings. And we, as one topic of the team meeting, we give thanks to each other. So just something that we really appreciated about someone else within the team. It could be anything, you know, like making an amazing chai tea latte in the morning or something, or it could be just helping out with something maybe more complex at work. So really celebrating these moments as well. And another topic in this team meeting is actually celebration.
Yeah.
And within these team meetings, so every team member is going to celebrate something that they're really happy or proud of from the week. And that really, I think it has to do with maybe hormones or like endorphins or something, maybe.
Definitely. I would shift in everyone's mindset.
Yeah.
Going from work to, wow, we did some cool stuff, you know, and we connect and we're like, you know, high fives, go us, you know, and you bond as a unit too, to see what the difference we're all making.
Absolutely. So that's just some of the stuff that happens with our team meetings. I think that leads to a lot of fulfillment
So the way the appreciation, the way we're supposed to roll, like we have a rule, but rules are made to be broken, of course. but the way it works, so if you have a team and you want to adapt this bonds the people. It also, I believe, helps us know that we have the right people as well. It's the right people. Like we sometimes have people come in who might be doing an internship or a brand new team member, and they get to this part of our Friday team meeting and you can see their look on their face is like, what the hell's going on here? But they adapt pretty quick, or they don't. If they're not the right fit for the culture, then it wouldn't be the right person. And but basically the way it works is, if you want to adapt this for yourself, is one of us, say, let's say it's myself, I might start, I'll give appreciation to one team member and then that team member will pass it on to another team. So I might look Julia in the eyes and I'll say, hey, you know, and it could be anything. It could be just, hey, look, I love coming into work with you every day. I think you're a legend. And then we have a little stone. You don't have to have anything to pass, but we pass a little, it's an Aboriginal gratitude rock that someone once gave me at a workshop at the end of one of our half-day workshops gave me and said, thanks for today, I want to give you this. And so we pass that. I pass it to Julia and then Julia will pass it to a different team member. And then that different team member will pass it to somebody else. So it doesn't come back to me. It always gets passed on to someone else. So everybody ends up giving and receiving appreciation. So it's a cool thing to do. I think that leads to another point I had, which was giving stuff. I think giving is a great way to connect with other humans. Sometimes if we're not feeling fulfilled, it might be a sense of feeling disconnected from other people, because even if you're a crazy introvert and you don't like humans and you don't want a team in your business because you don't have to deal with team and people think this until you have an amazing team like our team. I love our team, and it's an amazing environment, but it might be hard for you to comprehend at this moment. But just giving in general is a great way to connect with humans. One thing I do that's just random, we do a lot of traveling. Those of you who know us well or followed us for years probably know this. And one thing I do when I'm in a foreign country is I'm always left with some leftover local currency. It might seem pretty weird, but I'll have leftover, like everyone has leftover coins and might have like 15 bucks or 20 bucks or whatever it is. I then go to the airport, and this is just what I've started to regularly. I do it pretty much every trip. I'll go to the bathrooms in the airport and I'll find a cleaner and I give them all the leftover money.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes they're like shocked and they're looking at me like, uh-oh, this is weird, some guy's giving me money in the bathroom. It's not what you think. However, usually like I'll just go up and say, hey, I'll go, hey, excuse me, this is for you. It's no good to me in Australia where I'm going, and I'd rather you have it. And just go, thank, and then just walk away and leave them with that as a little gift. And it's pretty amazing, the smiles and just the little appreciation that comes across people's faces, because the reality is I'm going to take it home. It's going to sit in a jar for the next 10 years or whatever. And, or I try and spend it in the airport on something that I really don't even probably want or need. I'll spend it on a donut, which makes me less healthy than I could have given it to someone in a third, especially if it's a third world country where that might be 20 bucks that means a hell of a lot. I had a stop off in Qatar recently on the way to the Maldives, and I gave it to someone in the bathroom on the flight before that. I was in Croatia. I gave it to someone in the bathroom in Croatia, like just pretty much the same day.
Guy.
Yeah. Sometimes they're outside, but it's pretty amazing. There's usually someone in there somewhere. And
that's so beautiful.
Yeah. Mm. And just giving like that.
Yeah. I actually have done the same stuff, like,
cool.
Because like throughout the travels, you always, especially, I don't have that much stuff when I travel, or like when I was used to travel for a couple of months, I had less. But even then you accumulate stuff. Yeah. Like I love books, so I always have books with me, and I don't want to change it to have like one of these electronical devices to read my books. So I still like to have like the heavy books sometimes. And then I would just give books to people when I would, change location, and they were just so grateful, like, because why not? And I know there's heaps of exchange book stuff going on, but I just gave that away. Or then in third world countries, just pieces of clothes.
It could be anything. Your t-shirt.
You make these people so happy, like no matter who it is, like that's such a cool thing.
It's amazing. And that's just in general, there's like coming up to close to 10 years as Basic Bananas of helping businesses and making a difference for people. One of our main approaches to actual marketing, and this is coming from a marketing organization that I'm giving you this information, is we give away a lot of stuff. I do believe that what you give to others, you receive. And if you can do that at a bigger scale, then you probably, your business, your life, your team, everyone can else benefit at a bigger scale, basically. So it's like what we're doing right here now on this show, where we're giving this information away for free. There'll be someone, you might be listening, hopefully you would take at least one thing from this show that can make a difference for you. And that for us is the point of doing this. We have videos, we have articles, we have podcasts every week that we publish and give out for free. Just last week I ran a workshop on and I decided to give everyone that attended a free book. They only paid $27 to attend a half-day workshop. I was like, hey, the books are $32 and we have them on sale, so we'll make less money, but Just a random idea, and so let's just give everyone that's there a book as well, because it'll make a bigger difference for them. And we'll see. There might not be anything come from that, but there might be someone come back to us in 2 years' time and say, hey, you know, you gave me that book and it made a difference. You know, here's what happened in my life. And then we know, you know, okay, that's why I gave it away. Didn't realize it at the time.
Yeah. That's so awesome. Which I guess leads us into the next point, which goes sort of a little bit hand in hand. And we call this random acts of kindness. And this is, I wouldn't say it's an experiment that we're doing at the moment yeah. here, because it's not really. But it's literally what it says. So we want to do more random acts of kindness. And again, that's obviously has a lot to do with people and connection with people. And that could be, so we started this challenge to sort of do good and speak about it. I know, like I'm not a big fan of that, because sometimes I just do it, you know, like, and yeah. I don't really want to sort of put myself forward and say, hey, I've done
here's why I did it. I'm a hero.
But no. Yeah, but no, it's just for us to sort of, it helps with bonding and with the team, and just,
motivate others to do it by sharing as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And so these random acts of kindness could be anything, literally. It could be buying someone a coffee in the morning, some stranger even, or it could be buying a coffee to your friend. It could be standing at the bus stop on a rainy Saturday night in the city, and then buying the person in front of you a bus ticket. It could be literally anything. Like, well, whatever you can think of, like, and it doesn't have to necessarily have to do with money either. It can just be something really nice. I don't want to say, you know, sometimes I like, for example, really talking to people in the when I go food shopping, for example.
Yeah.
And I see someone, for example, there's that one lady, and she works where I go shopping here on the northern beaches, in the supermarket, and she is just so lovely, but I can feel that she would like to talk to speak with me, and so I give her a little bit more than maybe I don't have that much time, but I still want to make the time for her, because I know it might, you know, do some good for her. So, nice. And that could also be a random act of kindness. And I don't mean that with
just your presence.
I think so. Because I think she likes
to feel a human connection.
Because I feel maybe she's a little bit lonely and stuff like that. So whatever you can think of. And I think that leads to a fulfilled life as well, because it gives you so many different perspectives.
Absolutely. Well, we've shared a lot on this episode.
We did.
I don't want to cut you off though. Was there something else you wanted to share on here before we wrap it on up?
Maybe one last thing. Yeah. And I mentioned it in the beginning. Just, I hope you can all do what you love.
Awesome. And definitely that through all of this, the things and the growth, continual pushing and growing a business and things, it does become fulfilling. So I think I like the idea of, as we spoke about too, the continual challenge. Feeling challenge is just, that's where fulfillment comes from as well. Continually challenging yourself, pushing ourselves. Definitely.
Totally. Otherwise, life would be boring.
Exactly. So there's been a lot of gold through this episode. If you need to, feel like you might need one of our, if you're driving or something like that, or you're in the middle of pumping iron right now, listen to this episode, or you're out in the wilderness having a walk, you might want to re-listen to it, or even jot down some notes, because a lot of these things that we've shared are kind of like work in progress on this episode. There's a lot of things like things like meditation. It's not just like you do it once and then you're done, compared to a lot of our other episodes where we might say, here's a marketing strategy, here's what to do, click, 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 and you're done. This episode's kind of like work in progress, and hopefully these things can support or benefit you in some way for the rest of eternity.
Well said.
Thank you. So until next time, if you've got plenty out of this episode, of course, feel free to share it with those who you know would benefit from this show as well. The greatest way to show us gratitude, if you want to do action that gratitude tip that we shared when it comes to this show, is to jump onto iTunes and leave us a little review if you want to say thank you on there. We read out all of our customer loving and reviews and things that people share with us on our Friday team meetings so we can all kind of bask in the glory of making a difference. So we really do appreciate, we read and we check out every one of those reviews. And that's how iTunes basically ranks a show. So if you like the show or like any other podcast on iTunes, make sure you jump on there and leave a review because that's the way that it benefits the show. So thank you very much. And until next time, thanks, Julia.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for sharing so openly. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy. Bye for now. Rocket. To get more from Basic Bananas and to learn new ways to grow your business with clever marketing, visit basicbananas.com.